Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than she does. The president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us about what you guys got going on these days.
Well, we're very excited to be updating our website, Jim. I think we're probably about 5 years overdue.
Aren't we all?
But we're going to be updating our website and, you know, of course, integrating social media and our blog and all those other exciting things that you need to do these days to stay competitive and keep your constituents updated and engaged. So that's going to be very exciting, and that should be up and running in the next 2 days.
Good.
And so people would like to visit us at sbecouncil.org. They can do so. They can sign up for our e-news. We'll have a new petition up there, a small business petition that they can sign.
They can still get Ray Keating, your chief economist index there. They can still get the ranking of the members of Congress on their small business voting record. All that's right there too, right?
You got it. All that stuff will be available on the website, and also for for our long-term members and supporters, we'll have a link to the old website if they just can't take it and need to get back to the old
if they
one.
If go back to this, they're blanky, right?
You got that. And that will be me probably, Jim, looking for stuff. So at any rate, so that's going to be up and running, which we're excited about. Also, this month, we're going to be at both conventions, actually, at the Republican convention and the Democrat convention, co-hosting a policy event with our friends over at WIP, Women Impacting Public Policy.
Right, we know those guys.
We're going to have a small business type policy event at both of the conventions, and folks can go to the website to learn more about that. Where, we'll be congratulating small business or honoring small business leaders in both parties. You know, the folks who've done things right, for small business, and we'd like other members of their parties to take note and to model, their behavior,
right,
and their work. And we're putting together our ratings of Congress this month, Jim. Those will be out in September, where we rate members of Congress in terms of how they voted for small business owners.
Speaking of Congress, is anything going to get done? I know you said the House passed a tax reform bill before they left, but I mean, is anything really going to get done between now and the next Congress?
No. I mean, because Senator Reid from Nevada, the majority leader, won't really allow votes on any.
He's basically puts the Senate out of business, hasn't he?
He has. I mean, well, gosh, I mean, Jim, I mean, they haven't done a budget in years.
In 4 years.
And
how does he get away with that?
I don't know, Jim.
Why isn't the media literally coming apart over this? I mean, I don't care if they are front-loaded for the Democrats. Why wouldn't this be something that would be beyond the pale for anybody?
Yeah, I don't, because government continues to get funded. They have continuing resolutions. And it's business as usual. And
what about the fiscal cliff we're going to go off of January 1st?
Well, that's not business as usual for sure, Jim.
Isn't that that's going to have to be dealt with?
Oh, well, what it all comes down to, is politics. And whether it's in President Obama's political interest before the election, if things start going south, if he sees that, he may be losing the election, then there'll be some incentive for him to call Congress back. And this is what I think might be an October surprise.
Mm-hmm.
If he starts really bombing out in the polls.
Desperate people do desperate things.
Exactly. And then, he really needs a jolt to the campaign. Is why not call Congress back, and say, look, we need to address this fiscal cliff issue. We need to extend the tax rates. We need to do X, Y, and Z. And I think, he's got that in the back of his pocket,
mm-hmm.
I would guess. But, Jim, even if he doesn't, oh, my gosh, it needs to be addressed. I mean, it's crazy. that we're even at this point.
The reports I've seen is if they don't get this solved with the sequestration and all that, that this could really make 2013 a tough year.
Oh my gosh, definitely, Jim. And you know, I think that's why we're already seeing the down tick in the economy
right now.
Why we're not seeing this robust job creation, very weak recovery, is that, I mean, I think, you know, 6 to 8 months ago, businesses started building this tax increase into their plan.
Right.
That is, they think they are not going to have the resources.
They can't operate without doing that because it would be foolhardy to not
be
prepared.
It would be, and then that drives confidence lower.
So. I got to wrap it up, Karen. SBECouncil.org. Look for the new website in a couple of days. Thanks, Karen, for being here. Good job. Come back again real soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.